You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Anton Daniels recently put out a very interesting video, and I had to go look up the source material for it. And gentlemen, I've got two articles that I'm going to share with you. Now, the first article is about the TikTok show that he actually broke down and why the man is 1,000% correct in what he did. Now, this topic is going to be about sexless marriages, which the second article that I'm going to briefly cover actually goes into detail about just how much sexless marriages are happening around the world. Gentlemen, if you've been a longtime subscriber of mine, you know exactly where I stand on this topic: married men and sexless marriages. But I'm going to get into that later. Now, the first article was published on the 9th of July. Groom tells quote unquote tired new wife that he's filing for divorce after she refuses to sleep with him on their wedding night. Gentlemen, if you ever find yourself in a sexless marriage, I wholeheartedly agree that a married man in a sexless marriage should step out. Why? Because his wife null and voided the contract when she decided, you know what? I'm not going to provide for you the thing that I used to get you to marry me. Believe it was Tom Likas who put this video out a long time ago. Sex as a loss leader. You guys know this. That's their one bargaining chip that they're going to use to get us to marry them. But then they decide, you know what? I can cut off the sex spigot anytime I want. However, you as a husband, you cannot cut off the provider spigot whenever you want. Oh, no, no, no. An Australian woman revealed the horrid reason why she and her new husband got divorced after only 2 weeks of marriage. Okay, Australia, another one of these bastions of cucked men that want to sit back and say, well, the things that we do, every other man should adopt. Now, speaking of what men should adopt, I'm going to briefly talk about the Adam 22 situation and how cuckoldry is literally being promoted to the normie men. Gentlemen, hell fucking no. The woman named Rachel told her story after calling Abby Chatfield and Rohan Edwards' radio show called I'm Not Even Gonna Promote This, because when you see the TikTok video, it makes you literally want to punch your damn screen because of the weak men who are there. These men are weak and spineless, and that's the big reason why so many women believe that they can move and operate the way they do. Gentlemen, we literally have a society that openly celebrates, if not advocates, for female infidelity. And yet, they want to still tell men that something's wrong with us if we don't want to allow that. No, no, no. Rachel recalled how her new husband had been quick to pull the plug after not getting something he wanted, as he should have. in a clip posted to TikTok from part of the radio show when Rachel called in. The Australian woman told the story of how her husband demanded a divorce less than 24 hours after they were married. Right out the gate, gentlemen, you're only getting her side of the story. And of course, she ran directly to the court of public opinion. Quote unquote, the night of the wedding, we went out, and when we got back to the hotel room, unfortunately, I did not give him what he wanted, Rachel told hosts Chatfield and Edwards. She explained that she and her husband had slept together the night before their wedding, and after all the festivities were over, she was tired. Too tired to consummate their marriage. She told her husband she wasn't in the mood, and he immediately became furious with her, which Rachel said she was left feeling, quote unquote, miserable, and she, quote unquote, couldn't wait to get away from him. The next morning, after the two had woken up, Rachel said her new husband turned to her and said he wanted a divorce. Bravo. Right then, this man knew what he was getting into. So many men who are married are stuck in miserable, sexless marriages. Why? Because those men know if they try to pull the plug, they simply don't want to pay the costs that will come with pulling the plug. However, like I said, and I'm going to reiterate, I, in my heart of hearts, believe that once a married man can no longer get sex and intimacy from his wife, the woman who signed up to do the job, guess what? He should get it outside, or he should just go ahead and kill the marriage. Plain and simple. The contract has been broken at that point. Now, I'm going to talk about something else that's going to come up later on in the article. 2 weeks later, the couple were officially divorced. Upon hearing the woman's story, both Chatfield and Edwards were visibly shocked and accused Rachel's ex-husband of being, quote unquote, revolting for throwing a fit when his wife wouldn't sleep with him. See that right there, gentlemen? They want all of the benefits, but none of the responsibilities. Gentlemen, this society is trying its best to reduce you from a grown-ass man to nothing more than a meat suit automaton. Now, we all know, had this been the other way around, this woman would have been celebrated. Yeah, girl, he don't own you, da-da-da-da-da. That right there is a horrible precedent that has been set around the world. And guess what? This is another reason why more and more men are going to swear off marriage. Unfortunately, with both gender and societal pressure, many women feel pressured to sleep with their partners for fear that if they don't, their boyfriends may leave them. Or in Rachel's case, their husbands will suddenly file for divorce. Good! That should happen. Far too many men are living quiet lives of desperation where their only release is porn. Far too many married men have to resort to going to, you know, the hub or watching skin flicks to try to get themselves a release. But at the same time, that man still has to pay and provide for said woman. Cultural norms often dictate that women should prioritize their partner's sexual needs or that sex is an essential aspect of a romantic relationship. It is. A healthy relationship has to have sex as one of the cornerstones. Once you take sex out of the equation, ladies, what the fuck do we need with you? Why are you there? That's right, to be a fucking parasite. Yeah. Now, when sex is involved, it is a symbiotic relationship. Both partners are getting what they desire. The man is getting his sex. She's getting her protection and provision. Once she takes sex out of the equation, at that point, she officially becomes a parasite. These expectations, lead to pressure on women to comply even if they are not in the mood or do not desire sex at that moment. Many people were equally disgusted by Rachel's ex-husband's actions. And here comes the court of public opinion. Quote unquote, men like him deserve to stay single forever, one TikTok user wrote. No. So if that's the thought process, then guess what? Women who use sex as a loss leader should not get married. Another user added, quote unquote, absolutely dodged a bullet. A third user called, or should I say chimed in, quote unquote, you don't owe sex to anyone, not even your husband. That right there is the phrase that pisses me off the most. You ladies, all you have to offer a man is sex. And yet you have zero problems saying to a man, I'm going to cut the sex spigot off. Gentlemen, understand this. Once she decides she no longer wants to have sex with you, 9 times out of 10, she's having sex with someone else. We all know this. Monkey branching. We all know that women nowadays cheat way more than men. And men are told we have to, quote unquote, suck it up. No. Two can play at that game. Remember, ladies, equality. I'm all for equality. Period. Point blank. Women, like anyone else, have the right to make decisions about their own bodies, including when, how, and with whom they choose to engage in sexual activity. They have the right to set their own boundaries and prioritize their physical and emotional well-being. Gentlemen, you have the right to set your own boundaries and prioritize your physical and financial well-being. If a relationship is truly healthy, see, here's where the gaslighting comes in. There will be mutual respect there. And not only will no one feel obligated to have sex to satisfy their partner's desires at the expense of their own comfort or well-being, but there will be a level of understanding if one person decides to say no. No one, including a spouse or a partner, is entitled to sex without explicit consent. Respecting each other's boundaries and desires help foster a healthy and fair relationship. Oh my fucking God. Now, the second article was published on the 17th of April. The most surprising sexless marriage statistics and trends in 2023. Sexless marriages are a growing issue in many countries around the world. According to recent statistics, approximately 15% of married couples in America and 20% of British marriages are considered sexless. In Japan, now hold on to your butts for this one, 47.2% of couples reported being in a sexless marriage as recently as 2016. Now you have a massive indicator as to why the birth rate in Japan is absolutely tanking. Of those who consider their marriage to be without any sexual activity, 30% have thought about divorce or separation, while 20% had not engaged in any form of sexual activity for 2 to 6 months prior to the survey results being collected. Wow! Just wow. Let me reiterate this. I've said it before, and this is a hill that I will definitely die on. When it comes to married men, if you find yourself in a sexless situation, a sexless marriage, two things should happen. Either one, you pack your shit and leave. Or two, you step out. I'm not going to split hairs on this. I'm not going to sit back and say, well, married men should never cheat, blah, 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 blah. Fuck no. Once again, we live in a society that openly praises unfaithful women, yet still telling men that they need to be faithful. Hell no. No, 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 no. I'm going to tell it like it truly should be told. Ladies, if you don't want to put out, cool, pack your shit, leave. But that's not it. You want that man's protection and provision, but you don't want to have to pay the cost, which is giving up them cheeks. That's why you're there in the first place. Yeah. You use sex as a loss leader. You love bomb and flood a man with sex to get his commitment. Remember, gentlemen, they are the gatekeepers of sex. However, they have to use that sex to entice you into a commitment / relationship. But we all know far too many women have no problems pulling the sex spigot away from you and giving it to somebody else. Mm-mm. Do not accept that, gentlemen. Do not accept this new, cuckoldry that they're trying to push. However, far too many normie men are going to accept it as long as it keeps them able to have a woman in their life. And that, gentlemen, is utterly fucking sad. Yeah. I've actually heard of boyfriends and girlfriends in sexless relationships, and I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck? What? Really? No. Gentlemen, you should never accept a sexless relationship. Period. Once she decides she no longer wants to put out, guess what? Either put her out or you walk out that damn door. And be extremely blunt as to why you've decided to walk away. Or why you decided to step out. And you have to make that something that you say up front before you get into a relationship. I had no problems telling the meat sack before we got married. And I made sure it was actually translated into Japanese. That way she could fully understand it. I told her, look, the day you decide of your own free will for a non-medical reason that you don't want to have sex with me, guess what? I'm taking my show on the road, and I will have no problems going out and renting a woman to do what you refuse to do for free. Period. point blank. And I made good on that promise. I surely did. Like I said, I'm not going to split hairs on this subject. Well, you know, men, married men should never cheat. No, fuck that nonsense. Once the contract has been null and voided, once she's altered the deal, guess what? The old deal over and done with. So, yeah. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read both articles. Let me know what you guys think. What is your opinion on married men who find themselves in sexless marriages? And for you women around the world, you need to understand this clearly. The power you think you have in your hoo-ha is definitely going out. Feminism and the idea that men will subject themselves to all sorts of mental and sometimes physical torture just to keep a woman in their life, that's going out right along with it. Because no matter how much society is trying to program these men, more and more men have decided that the modern woman, especially the modern Western woman, is simply no longer worth the trouble. So yeah, that number of women who are going to be single by 2030, that's about to be exponentially sped up. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am